Hello and welcome back to Finsportsman. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today I have a great episode for you. I'll be talking about both NHL and NBA playoffs. The NBA playoffs are heating up. Only a couple teams so far have advanced in the playoffs. Actually, only one team has advanced. Some of these series are getting good. I'll be talking about all of them. Also, Joel Embiid and Anthony Davis are both now injured. What that means for the Philadelphia 76ers and Los Angeles Lakers with those injuries. Also, I'll be talking about the NHL playoffs as round two is officially set. Two games so far have tipped off, have gone on the ice so far in this second round, talking about the teams that are eliminated. So I'll be talking about NHL and NBA a lot today. Also, where will Julio Jones land? And could we possibly see a trade today or tomorrow? I'll be talking all about that and a little bit about Aaron Rodgers. So stay tuned for all of that. I'll be right back. Here's a quick word from our sponsor, Anchor. Hello and welcome back to Finsportsman. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg. And let's get started with the NHL starting in the West Division. This one started off with the Colorado Avalanche and St. Louis Blues started us off here in this series. And it was one that the Blues probably do not want to remember, as the Avalanche, they got the win here. They swept them here in the Western Conference game. All these games scoring over 4 points. Crazy for this team scoring over 4 points in each game. St. Louis putting a point on the board each game, but not enough to overcome the Avalanche, who have had a really good season to this point right now, also making it into the second round, taking on the Golden Knights. Avalanche here, amazing season, number one in the Western Division, finishing off with 82 points, tied for first with the Golden Knights, one in their division and two in the NHL. So amazing so far. Some of the great players here for the Avalanche, starting off with goalie Philip Grubauer, is usually in net for the goalies. Also got Devin Dubnyk as a trade from San Jose at the trade deadline. So far doing a lot better than what they were, having an amazing season so far. Also, Andrei Burakovsky has been a player who has been outstanding for them this season for this Avalanche team. Also, Nathan McKinnon has played outstanding for this Avalanche team. Just an amazing player, Nathan McKinnon, who has been amazing, outstanding for the Avalanche so far this season and also for here in the playoffs. He has 8 goals right now this season for the Avalanche, which is the leader, which he is the leader in goals for him this season. Then also in the Western Division, it was the Vegas Golden Knights, the former expansion team, taking on the Minnesota Wild. The Wild have played outstanding too in this so far in this playoffs, have been very, very interesting to watch. This game went to game 7 for both teams. Wild really gave the Golden Knights a fight. It was crazy on how they were playing. Their first game, the Wild here, Joel Eckerson Ek for the Wild, scoring the goal in their first game against the Golden Knights. That game led to a shutout with the Wild winning 1-0 in that game. Game 2 was a different story. 3-1 was the final score for the Golden Knights, who had 2 games to Alex Tuch. And he was one of their starters here. The Vegas Golden Knights also had Jonathan Marchessault Marchisio. I don't know how to say that last name, but Golden Knights here getting a 3-1 win in game two for the Wild. This went all the way to a game seven, like I said, let's see if I can find this final game. It's been a very weird schedule for all of this. Golden Knights winning 6-2 in the final game seven. Matisse Janmark had 3 goals on the game for the Vegas Golden Knights, also known as a hat trick. Also saw Nicholas Hughes and Max Piercy having goals in the game. Also, Zach Whitecloud had a goal for the Golden Knights in game seven. Now it was the Avalanche and Golden Knights already won game here. The Avalanche got game one with a final score of 7-1. 7-1. It is 7-1 was the final score for the Avalanche, who had 37 shots on goal for this game, with making 7 of them. Very good. 2-for-5 on the power play for the Avalanche, too. Very good game here for Colorado. Then we go over to our next division here. This one will be the North Division with Montreal and Toronto. Toronto being the number one. Both teams haven't won a Stanley Cup since Canadians actually lead the NHL in Stanley Cups. If you did not know that, I believe their last one was in 1996, was the last one that the North Division has ever won, both Toronto and Montreal. This led all the way to a game seven where Montreal got the best of it. Winning 3-1 was the final score here for the Canadiens. Canadiens had 23 shots on goal. They were 1-for-1 on the power play. Also had here 13 blocks for the game. Only had 4 penalty minutes, which is crazy. Maple Leafs, on the other hand, took 31 shots on goal, 0-for-2 on the power play, only 2 penalty minutes. That was it for the Maple Leafs, who got the best of this series, who have basically gone, I think it was like 7 seasons that they've lost in game seven, cannot pull it through. Then the next one was also an upset here with Winnipeg taking on Edmonton. Both teams, very good teams, especially the Oilers with Connor McDavid. Very shocked to see this team lose in this fashion. Connor McDavid, a star in this league for the NHL. Both teams took over 40 shots in game four, with the Jets winning 4-3. Both teams scored on a power play, just the Jets got one more power play. For Edmonton, the goals were scored by Chiasson and also getting Connor McDavid in there for a score. 3 goals scored in the first period for this game. Here, it was a sweep for Winnipeg, and we'll play Montreal. Let's see when the first game for Montreal will be. This game will be tomorrow, as June 2nd, for Winnipeg and Montreal. Now let's go over to the East Division, also used to be known as the Metropolitan Division. First one we got is the Penguins and Islanders. Both teams very, very good. But it was the Islanders who've had a very good season to this point. Very strong team. Very interesting team. Have played outstanding, like I've said. One of the best teams here coming out of this side of the bracket, the second side of the bracket that I'm talking about. And here it went to game six. The Islanders won this one 5-3 in this game for game six, as the Penguins looked to stay alive but could not. The Islanders took 24 shots on goal, were 0-for-2 on the power play, only had 4 penalty minutes on the game. Penguins had 37 shots on goal with 1-for-2 on the power play, also having 4 minutes in the penalty box. So here, the Islanders, who've had an amazing season, have had all their players have been outstanding. And Matt Barzal, who is one of the youngest players, one of the young up-and-coming stars for the Islanders here, playing outstanding. So that is the first top half of the Eastern side. New York got it 4-2. Capitals taking on Bruins. Zdeno Chara returns to the Bruins here. Boston won 3-1 in game five. Game one was taken by the Capitals, who had the first three games go to overtime. Here, the Capitals had 41 shots on goal with the Bruins 19. Both teams had 0 goals on the power play here. Bruins, 3 goals, 2 coming from Patrice Bergeron, looking for that hat trick, and Pastrnak had one. David Pastrnak had one on the game, and Connor Sherry owned the one goal by the Capitals. Then on the other side, we got Carolina and Nashville, but real quick, the series is tied for the Islanders and Bruins, who are both in the second round. The Hurricanes and Predators. Predators have not been that good this season, surprisingly. Game six was the final game, went into overtime. It was a very good game until overtime. 31 shots on goals for the Hurricanes, 27 for the Preds. Both teams had one goal in the power play. Carolina, Sebastian Aho had 2, and McGinn had 1 goal on the game. Dougie Hamilton, one of the great players on this Hurricanes team, very young team. 2 goal, 1 by Granlin, Mikael Granlin, and then also Ryan Johansson had a goal for the Predators, I believe. And then there's also one more, Cousins for the Predators here in game 6 is what it was, that led the Carolina to the next round. The Tampa Bay Lightning took on the Florida Panthers here, went to game 6, Battle of Florida. This game went to the Lightning, who have had an amazing season, won the Stanley Cup last season. Steven Stamkos, one of the great players on their team, have a lot of great players on Tampa Bay, won this game 4-0. 24 shots on goal for the Lightning, 29 shots on goal for the Panthers. The Lightning had 1-for-3 on power play, while the Panthers only had 0. So that is it so far. Also, the series for the Lightning and Hurricanes is 1-0, with Tampa Bay leading. So that is the Stanley Cup playoffs so far for you. Now let's go over to the NBA, where each game, every single game besides the one right now, has advanced. Some of the great, there's actually a lot of games that are tied. Portland and Denver is tied. I believe that game is today. Same as Phoenix and LA is tied for this so far, as AD got hurt in game 4. I'll come back to that. Dallas and Clippers right now also tied, while the Jazz, Sixers, Hawks, and Brooklyn Nets all have advantages in their series right now. Right now, I want to say my most impressed team I'm with is the Grizzlies. They stayed in it for game 4 right now. Series is 3-1. Ja Morant is averaging 31 points. a game right now. Mike Conley has really showed up in this game or in this series. 20 points per game right now he's averaging. Both teams are averaging over 115 points a game. The Jazz averaging a lot more as they have won a lot more. And really a great, right now, a great series. Even though the score doesn't show it, it's a great series. The Knicks and Hawks, they get on with Game 5 tomorrow, June 2nd. Julius Randle, I feel like, needs to come on stronger for this series. Right now, only averaging 16 points a game. 17, actually. Close to 17 for Julius Randle. Don't really feel very confident in that for Julius Randle. He needs to do a lot more for that. D. Rose, so far, coming on strong for the New York Knicks after he got traded in the trade deadline. Obi Toppin has also been one of those players that has gotten the crowd hyped, gotten the arena excited, which is a player you definitely want. Manuel Quickley also been an interesting player in the series. RJ Barrett averaging over 14 points a game. Only one player over 20 points averaging. Trae Young absolutely destroying the Knicks, averaging 28 points a game. Four players over 10 points per game with Delino Gallinari, John Collins, and Bogdan Bogdanovic have all been averaging over 10 points a game for the Atlanta Hawks. Very good series over there here for the Atlanta Hawks and New York Knicks. Also, Boston and Brooklyn, I'm not even going to talk about that. The Knicks have absolutely been crushing, and that's all you need to know. Philly and Washington, Joel Embiid, I'll be coming back over to that one. Got hurt in game 4, leading the Wizards to a 122-114 win. Russell Westbrook, he's been doing the small things that have been helping him, averaging a triple-double here in this series. Tobias Harris has also been a very good point leader for the Philadelphia 76ers, which is something coming on strong, very underrated of Tobias Harris, which is his points per game. The Wizards here, every single game besides this game, have been kind of awful for the Wizards. So here, Washington down 3-1. Their next game will be, I believe it is when, nope, it, yeah, it is tomorrow, Wednesday, the 2nd, is going to be game 5 of the series, potentially a win or go home for this team. The Clippers and the Dallas Mavericks are tied right now, Kawhi averaging 33 points a game, same as Luka Doncic, who has been outstanding. Ever since LA has hit Dallas, they have been outstanding. Right now, or on a 2-game win streak against Dallas in this series. Dallas won game 1 and 2. They are heading back to LA in game 5. This will be at least until game 6. If each split the next 2 games, game 5 and game 6, then we'll be having a game 7. The Clippers just won 106-81. I believe that was yesterday, March 31st is when they won that. Denver and Portland, I do not like this. It is a great matchup, but also I do not like this series. Dame Lillard, the Trailblazers haven't really done anything besides score, really. Defense has been awful for this team, awful for Portland. So their last 2 games have scored 115 for the Portland Trailblazers. The Denver Nuggets surprisingly having 95 points in game 4. Game 3, 120-115 was that score. Denver, Portland, get some D. That's all I got to say. Get some defense. That's all. Now let's talk about the two injuries that have really could have an impact here in this series. It is Joel Embiid And then you also have Anthony Davis. Let's start off with Anthony Davis. Suffered an injury yesterday, March 31st. He got a groin injury after coming down with a rebound. That I am assuming he's going to be out for game 5, maybe game 6 possibly. I'm just going to say he's out for game 5, which could be a big series changer for Phoenix. LeBron can't do it by himself. I'm just going to say that right away. Can't do it by himself. He has some players around him. He got KCP with him. Alex Caruso has been playing decent. But then you also need Andre Drummond and Kyle Kuzma to come on strong. Dennis Schroeder to start scoring. Talen Horton Tucker can come off the bench and play strong, because you're going to probably have LeBron at the 4 with Andre Drummond at the 5 and having playing Kyle Kuzma off the bench just so you can have a little bit of height. Montrezl Harrell off the bench. I think here, Phoenix, Chris Paul is back. I'm assuming he's healthy right now. I think here, Chris Paul with him back, that's a whole different story. Jay Crowder also has been a very good. Mikal Bridges, also love Cameron Payne and Cameron Johnson coming off the bench. That has been a very good duo off the bench. So I have Phoenix winning this one with AD out. This is not going to be good. And also LeBron James is dealing with an ankle injury. This is not a healthy team. They should not have wanted to be in the playoffs. At least trying to make the playoffs, because everything has gone downhill. But then we have Joel Embiid on the other hand for the Sixers. Sixers without him, awful, really. Ben Simmons has been playing decent for the best, not playing outstanding here in this series. Joel Embiid has been averaging 24 points a game. Ben Simmons has been averaging 34 points a game, or excuse me, not 34, 14 points a game, which is not enough. Right now, the leader for this team is Tobias Harris, who is still there. Joel Embiid gone. You're going to have Dwight Howard, who has been averaging 5 points a game, so you're really exiting out a ton for this team. I do not like this team without Joel Embiid. I think they can win the series, especially with they're playing the Wizards. But I saw a lot of hype here for Washington in the last game, and wins become contagious, and wins can be leading up to more wins. I think I really like the Wizards with Joel Embiid out. I'm not saying they're going to win the series, but I like what I'm seeing with the Wizards without Joel Embiid on the court. So next, I'm going to be talking about the NFL. And Julio Jones and Aaron Rodgers are going to be the main topics about this. Aaron Rodgers, a lot has been said about him not leaving Green Bay. The GM and team have said we are not moving Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to say that is going to be a bad idea, most likely, unless you can get the guy who is wanting a trade, Julio Jones. If you can get him on that team, that is maybe the saving thing. That might be the thing that helps him save this team. That is my only thing that I think could save Aaron Rodgers and this team. I think Aaron Rodgers right now, he's playing it by his own rules. He's trying to take advantage of the situation. He's trying to be the one who gets to make his decision. He's trying to say, I will not be at your OTAs, and I will be doing what I want to do until I can have full control. And I think right now it's just playing by his own rules. And Aaron Rodgers here, he has zero guaranteed money on his contract. He does have a big salary for Green Bay. And now that it's June 1st, teams, if they trade a player, it's going to be a different type of cap situation. It's going to be a lot easier to trade players. And Aaron Rodgers, I think it's $16 million that he frees up if he gets traded, which is obviously a very good thing for the Packers. And if he does get traded, my top destinations, I think it's definitely Denver is definitely a big one. With you have a great situation. Just got Javonte Williams in the backfield. Also have Melvin Gordon. Jerry Jeudy, the young wide receiver. Cortland Sutton is finally healthy. Tim Patrick, very nice veteran to add on that team. Noah Fant as the tight end. O-line could use some work. I'm just saying, the O-line could use some work over there in Denver. But then you got the defense. Bradley Chubb is over there. You got Von Miller. It's a very well-rounded team over there in Denver. And Aaron Rodgers there. I like what they have in Denver, and I think that could be definitely a top situation for him, especially in Green Bay. Let's see some other teams. I wouldn't say the Patriots are contender for a quarterback at this point, maybe even possibly a Russell Wilson for Aaron Rodgers type of deal. I don't think that's going to happen. Just possibly maybe Oakland or Las Vegas seems to be a top quarterback team that teams are adding on their list, especially with a question surrounding that quarterback situation in Las Vegas. Added some nice key pieces to the defense. They added Tyree Gillespie, added Trevon Merrick and Devin Diablo. Devin Diablo, I believe, is going to be playing linebacker for them. Also added Trevon Merrick. He's going to be their top safety probably. And then I don't know what they're going to do with Tyree Gillespie. I think he could possibly play linebacker or corner is what they're probably thinking over there. And then even possibly maybe Miami or Washington. I don't think Washington, knowing since I'm a Washington fan, Ron Rivera, I don't expect that to be a type of trade that he would do. So that's why I don't think he would be a Washington destination. But that's where I think he would probably go. Julio Jones is also another big name that has been surrounded in this NFL league. Right now, Atlanta is wanting a big type of pick, looking for a 2022 first-round pick. I don't blame them. I really like the prospects that are coming into this draft. But obviously, college football season has not started, so we don't know what's going to be happening here for this season for college football. Anything can happen. Marvin Wilson, we saw him first. He was a first-round type of player, and then all of a sudden he was undrafted and signed with the Cleveland Browns. But I think Julio Jones, like speaking of Cleveland, could be a top destination. I think the Chargers, New England Patriots, I think what's going to happen is a top destination that we're thinking, like New England, Green Bay, those type of teams that have been surrounded, I don't think it's going to be those type of teams. I think it's going to be some out-of-the-ordinary team that comes out of nowhere and offers a big trade. So I wouldn't be surprised, because we saw with Sam Darnold, we were thinking maybe Washington, maybe New England or something like that. Some team, we had like these teams in our minds, and then it went to Carolina. So I think this could really be that type of deal with Julio Jones. I believe he frees up $23 million in cap space, if I'm not mistaken. I believe it is $23 million cap space that he has freed up with a deal for Atlanta. So that is definitely something they're probably looking at. This is a very cap space type of league. So here, Julio Jones, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with him. But I think it's probably going to be New England, just because it seems like a very good spot. Also, Baltimore's definitely a top one here for Julio Jones. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Tyler Finberg. Stay tuned to Finn Sports Fan. Thank you so much. I'm Tyler Finberg. Until next time.